Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up in about 5 minutes at 4:30. They are back. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
How are we doing, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
Ah, man, sorry, Spike. Spike, you're going to be this week. Ike, sorry about last week, brother. I hate to do it, but I had to take you down.
Dustin is in the afternoon show fantasy league and beat Ike, who had a disappointing first week.
Get all your hits in right now. I will be fighting back here coming shortly.
I got a little nervous at the end, dude. I thought that you were going to come back and beat
me. I did too. Yeah, I thought I would steal that.
I really thought you were going to come back and sneak one, dude. Yeah, thank God. Spritzy is better at sports talk radio than drafting a fantasy football.
You told me you liked my draft.
70 points.
I'm watching it.
Yo, Spike. You know what Spritz's team is for our league, dude? It's Joe DeCamera trying to run, dude. Oh, my God.
And, dude, he walks around the draft like he's Mr. Know-It-All. Yeah. Like, just...
Yeah, he's classic pick. Yeah, let me go ahead and grab him.
Yeah, just waltzes to the, you know, barely has any preparation. Well, look at 70 points, Spritz.
You guys stink of fantasy.
He was more worried about eating that salad than drafting a team.
My second salad of the day, too.
There in the corner. Oh, my God.
We had Phil's Nats on, too. Everyone take it down.
Dude, he brings his own dressing.
That's just being smart.
And then he's yelling at the employees to change the station.
Eagles Jets. No, that was a bad
game
moment.
Three.
That was a bad.
It was a bit.
Do you know what I had to do, Dustin? I had to go downstairs and talk to the servers who wanted to murder you.
There's no proof of any of this. I wasn't the
Ask
first.
Ask Jocelyn. I went down there and talked to him. Yes, you were. And then you did it. And then everybody else did it. And I go, hey, I'm sorry for them. They're just kidding. And they go, we don't know that they're kidding. And I'm like, I know. This is on them. It's not on you. This is what we send out to events. Jack Fritz. It's unbelievable.
Dude, well, we learned something that Papa and Mama Fritz learned years ago. We can't take the kid anywhere, man.
Nowhere, Dustin.
Ah, man. But I got you this week, Spike. So it'll be a good one. Honestly, I'm not just saying it because we're talking. I think you have the best team because of Josh Allen. The dude is just unbelievable.
Well, I can agree with that.
But I also got the best wide receiving core in the league. Like,
let me take a look at
I'm
your team.
Crush
I don't know
team.
If you got the best. You got a bunch of New Yorkers. Dude.
No, I don't.
That's the only reason why.
You did draft a lot of New York guys.
I drafted
a lot of New
two
York
New York
guys,
wide
man.
Receivers.
Two too many.
If I wasn't in the WIP and I was just there, I would have thought that you were a radio show host from New York still.
No.
Thank you, Dustin.
You know what I'm trying to do, Dustin? I'm trying to bust everybody's ass for two straight years. I did it last year. I scored 151 points in the first week.
It's a good squad. I'm looking at it. It's a good squad.
I got a lot of good receivers. I don't know what to tell you.
You put together a nice little squad. But we'll see you this week. I'm coming for you, Big Fall.
All right. What do you
Listen,
got? Yeah.
For the Eagles, and nobody is really – like, you're hearing, like, brushed over because I feel like everybody's worried about other fish to fry. But, dude, a thing that really scares the hell out of me, what in the world is Vic Fangio coming out and saying that he's still a starting cornerback? What did he do last week that in his eyes makes him think that Dory Jackson is a starting cornerback, dude? You got to play the kid Bennett. Every time Jackson was out there, it was like he was getting beat every single time he was out. It was unbelievable.
Well, Vic sees the same thing we see, and if he still is not playing Bennett, I got to trust Coach Fangio.
Well, he also said, in defense of Vic, he said right now he's the starter. Right. He said it on Tuesday.
I would imagine Bennett. Is it Bennett? It's Bennett, right?
Ja'Cory and Bennett.
Yep. Yeah, Ja'Cory and Bennett.
He's going to get some snaps out there Sunday.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time.
Now, the good thing is this receiving core isn't that great.
No. Yeah, especially with Worthy out, right? Yeah.
I'm just you know, watching it on Thursday last week, every time I saw Bennett, he was around the ball. Every time I saw Jackson, he's getting beat. He's trying to catch up. It was really, like, not settling in well. And then to hear Vic say that he's still our starting cornerback, I'm like, what is going on down there? Because there's a couple free agents that are still out there that you know, I'm wondering why we're not taking shots at them.
Well,
the
thing that might make, if there's anything about Bennett in the little we've seen him that might give me pause from a Fangio standpoint, is it seems like he is a bit of a gambler. He plays really tight on guys, and I wonder if like Vic just wants guys to play stable within the defense, and I wonder if Bennett isn't one of those guys, at least not yet, till he's learned, you know, what Vic wants. Dustin, next question today for tickets to the Fight on McKenna Foundation's Bite for the Fight Food Festival on Saturday. What is your go-to food to eat while you're watching TV?
Nothing better than some peanut butter stuffed pretzels, dude.
Oh, that's right up my.
Peanut butter stuffed pretzels?
Yeah, like peanut butter in
the hard pretzel nuggets.
Not a soft pretzel. Tough. I was just trying to clear up pretzel gate. If we want to talk about hard pretzels versus soft pretzels, I don't know if you thought that
talking about hard pretzels. You're talking about the little nuggets, right?
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about a stuffed pretzel with peanut butter.
But it's the hard pretzel nugget. You've never had one of those?
No.
I got to bring them in.
No, don't.
Dude, come on. I'm telling you.
Don't.
The salt with the peanut butter, it's a good combo. I'm telling you, it's a good combo.
Now you
got to have a drink there with you.
It's of course.
A dry combo. Definitely. Yeah.
Not a big peanut butter guy.
Oh, really? Oh, come on, man.
I mean, growing up, sure. But now, I don't think I really eat peanut butter on anything.
I love peanut butter. Versatile food. Put it on anything.
Well, John Johnson loves peanut butter, too.
Put it on anything. What do you mean? Pretty much eating it with bread. That's it, right? On a bagel. You put it on a bagel.
Apple slices.
Put it on there.
I forgot you, too.
You use peanut butter in Thai food or whatever. I know you're not a big Thai food guy.
Thai food?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's food from Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah. I was like, how do I explain this? Must be the most direct way I can. All right. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Yes. Let's go.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, they're back. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Let's go.
Now, if you weren't around last season, we do this every week. We give credit to reporters who report a correct scoop. We take away if they report a scoop that ends up being wrong. We give credit for activity in general, and we hit you if there isn't activity. And we will give this award away at the end of the year. Did we do it after the draft, I believe, last year?
Yeah.
So this goes all
right
the way.
Before.
Did we wait after the draft?
Well, we did, because free agency, obviously the Aziz Ojulari thing got Elliott the award, basically.
So Elliott won it last year. Elliott did not get the most first place votes, but in the scoring, he did win the award. So
you like to bring that one up a lot.
That he didn't get the most first place votes? Well, he didn't, you know, but that's...
It's your way of saying you didn't really vote for him.
I didn't put him in first place in my vote. I put Tim McManus there. But it is what it is. So here are the first official power rankings with the season going on. Number 5, Joe Santaliquida.
Oh,
come on. What has he done?
He's a goat.
He had
the Carson story.
8 years ago.
Spike clearly holds that dearly and near to his heart.
Were you happy when that story came out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it proved
seems
a
like
lot
you're
of priors.
Against, seems like you're rooting against the Eagles.
No.
Caller from California was right earlier.
No. Number 4 on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, Jimmy Kempski.
Welcome to the top 5. Yeah.
So is this his first time in?
He's been there, but here and there. So he did have the scoop this week about the trade. What's the word I'm looking for? So the Bryce Huff trade, he found out that they get a fourth round pick if he gets eight sacks or more, and they get a fifth round pick. Nobody knew the conditions of that trade. So that was a scoop from Jimmy Kemski. Wow. Coming in at number three, defending champion, Elliot Shore Parks. So Elliot,
he only goes up one spot for the Goddard scoop?
Well, nobody knew he was number four before the Goddard scoop.
I knew it.
Well, look, it's his first scoop of the year. He's at number three.
Okay.
Yeah, the Goddard scoop. And by the way, the Goddard scoop online is a bit of a hedge. If you want to read what he said, you know, go online, read the tweet. It's a little bit of a hedge.
Oh, definitely a hedge.
There's a lot of like, he still could play.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to know out.
Yes.
Or playing.
Yes.
Not he could still play if it improves. No bleep. If I improve this week, I could play on Sunday.
But Elliot is at number three. Number two, the former newspaper reporter, Jeff McClain.
Congratulations, Jeff. Yes.
There you go.
And at number one.
What did he do? Did he have anything?
He did. Last week.
He had something.
I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But he did have something.
Yep, he did.
Number one. Return. Now, he has been at number one before. He fell off the end of last year. Mm. He is one of the GOATs in terms of Eagles insiders. That is D-Gun.
Gunner.
D-Gun had the Will Shipley broken rib story before anybody else.
Yep.
That was big, especially when we had the trade for Tank Bigsby, when everybody was lying and saying that it was about kick returns. Everyone just saying exactly what the Eagles told them to say for no reason. Yeah. By the way, what a meaningless lie.
I have no idea what that was all about.
Play it again louder. Look, I don't know for a fact that the Eagles told him it was about the kick returning, but when all the beat writers say the exact same thing at the same time, we were going to know Will Shipley had a rib injury.
Exactly.
We were going to know. And by the way, Saquon only had 16 carries, so they're obviously being conscious of Saquon's touches. You know, Will Shipley probably going to be out for a little while. Why is it a problem for everybody to know that?
Yeah, I have no idea. This seems like this is a significant upgrade.
From Shipley?
Yeah.
Oh, you think Tank Bigsby?
And I like Shipley.
Oh, really? You think so?
Tank Bigsby has started games in this league.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
I think he's rushed for 800 yards and had eight touchdowns in a year. So that as your number two guy, that's pretty good.
Sure. And it does, you mentioned this when we talked about it prior, it does show, you know, there were more kick returns last week than there had been all year. The changes in rules are making kick returns.
They're getting what they wanted. They wanted more kick returns.
And it seems like they're going to get it. And having a guy back there. Now, Shipley was doing that, too. So, again, I guess it's about kick returning, but it's mostly about Will Shipley.
Yeah.
If Will Shipley wasn't hurt, they don't make this trade.
Right. It's really just filling the Shipley role as the backup running back and the kickoff returner.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did the whole it's for kickoff return. Did they not realize Shipley was the number two back?
They're sheep.
Like he's the number two back.
Yeah, come on, sheep. Get it together.
By the way, sheep has been added to the drop board.
Okay,
so I'm search for it.
They didn't trade away a fifth and a sixth to get a kick returner.
Yeah, because they had a kick returner. The kick returner got hurt. And he's also a running back.
Yeah, he's also the running back.
Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494.
Huh.
What's that?
I was just surprised Baldy didn't make the top five.
Well, we don't know if he did have a report.
So next week he could be if Landon doesn't play.
Yep.
Then he could be in the top five. Next
Absolutely.
Week.
Okay. So Brian Baldinger said Landon Dickerson's. He doesn't think Landon Dickerson's going to play. Dickerson was out doing individual drills. Mm-hmm. I put one of the Eagles insiders on the story to see if he could get any more information.
Again, just sit Landon Dickerson. He's dealing with like a back end. This could be a whole season thing.
Tough guy.
Coming up, I know he's a very tough guy. Sometimes you got to take it out of the player's hands.
Wow.
Did you see the running game last week?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You have a $51 million quarterback. Like, I'm sorry the running game wasn't perfect. Like, can we just throw the ball?
Yeah, throw the ball. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Fair point.
You don't have to worry about injuries. I was going to try to find a way to get into Guida with the back injury, but really has nothing to do with it. I went home yesterday to my brand new insulated front entry door, custom made by Guida right there in their factory. Looks great. Has one of the things with the buttons where I can go in there with that. Thanks to Mike and Dan who made it look beautiful. Obviously, I mentioned I have new windows in the house from Guida as well. With winter coming, you can feel the chill in the air now. Winter's going to come and you're going to feel that cold air coming through your old drafty windows. You don't want that because your energy bills go up. Also, when you sleep at night, you got cold air coming into the room. You don't want any of that. call Gaida today. They have a huge sale going on. The buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. It is very simple. You buy one, you get the second one at 50% off. So you buy a window, you get the second window at 50% off. You buy a door, you get the second door at 50% off. And it doesn't have to be window, window, door, door. You can mix and match. So the more you get, the more you're going to save. If you replaced everything in your home, half of it would be 50% off. And start your project. Some of these projects are big. Imagine starting with no money down. You can do that with Gaida and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Call Gaida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Oh, was going to go to Herb, and he just dropped off.
Oh, come on.
Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What up, Ed?
Hey, so I don't know what I'm more concerned about going into Sunday, to be honest. If it's Landon Dickerson being out or if it's the Calcaterra-Kylan Granson experience at tight end, it feels like just given what they try to do with Goddard in the run game, that could be more – I mean, Fred Johnson, I think, is a – he'll probably plug and play in the left guard spot, but
no,
really not ideal.
It's not going to be Fred Johnson. It'll be Brett Toth.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's who was in there last time. Fred Johnson, I think, is their tackle. I think would be the backup tackle, but I think it's Toth at guard. Look, Calcaterra is definitely you know, from a pass game perspective, Calcaterra is not Dallas Goedert, but he's pretty good. You know, when we had the opportunity to see Calcaterra last year as a pass catcher, I think he's a fine pass catcher.
Yep.
I think you lose it in the run game for sure. There were a lot of sets last week where they were using Calcaterra and Goddard. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do that again, like you're definitely in a run game situation at a deficiency. Look, they are. We can have all the worries in the world. They are a much more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. And there will be a point, and I don't know if that point is now or if it's next week or if it's next year, but there will be a point at which we will look at the Chiefs and we will stop saying, well, they do have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Like, they need enough players.
Yes.
And we saw in the Super Bowl that we were a much more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. You saw last week that the San Diego Chargers threw the ball all over the Kansas City, or the LA Chargers. Right?
Same thing.
Yeah. They threw the ball all over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, with Captain Hypothetical a quarterback.
Yeah, the Eagles got to go in there on Sunday and win this game, man. They are a better football team. And like, can't
they're wounded.
Be,
Chiefs are wounded right now, man.
Yes. Yeah, their best receiver is not there.
Yep.
Travis Kelce, it might be cooked. And the defense couldn't stop anybody last week. So I understand the concerns, but every NFL team has injuries. The injuries that we have, I don't think preclude the Eagles from being a good football team, and they have to be able. Not every team has a $25 million offensive lineman at every position, you know, and they're still pretty good. So, you know, I understand the concerns, but I think they still got to go in there and win that game. Ed, next question today. What is your go-to food while you're watching TV?
Have Doritos been said yet?
They have not.
Nope.
Doritos are good, man. Doritos are good.
I love a good bag of Doritos.
Problem with Doritos is you get the smelly Dorito fingers.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Oh, no.
You gotta lick them.
Yeah. Yes, the cheese on the fingers. Yeah, that's the best part there, Spike. I agree with Fritz there. You gotta lick them.
A little smack after it, too.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What's your go-to Dorito flavor?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I can't eat them anymore.
Oh, nacho. You can't even eat Doritos?
Nah, it's got dairy in there.
It's fake cheese.
Oh, my God.
Nah, there's whey in there. Look at the ingredients. I don't know what to tell you.
God. Scott can't even eat chips.
I think it was the hot ones, the Salsa Rio Doritos, I think. Okay. I would Cool Ranch are good, but they were number three.
Yeah, Cool Ranch, yeah, down the line.
Yeah.
What's the difference between like ranch and Cool Ranch? Why they say Cool Ranch?
They're just trying to make you think it's better.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Yeah, it's just ranch flavor.
Yeah, it's ranch, man.
Come on,
yeah,
dummy. Like, come on.
Come on, dummy. Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP.
What's up, Cool Ranch?
Yeah, what's up, Bam? How you doing? But, Bam, I'm so sorry I beat the hell out of you in fantasy this week.
God, can you shut up about the fantasy football?
I beat you by 50 points, Bam. I'm so sorry.
I picked that.
It's only week one. It's only week one.
That's a good point. And here's the other thing, Bam. If you were matched up against Ike or Jack, you would have won.
I know.
Well, I think all of us would have beat Jack last week, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but this Tank Bigby signing, why are we getting another receiver? Like, I don't get it.
He's a running back. He's a running back.
Yeah, he's a running back, though. Because Shipley is hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shipley's hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's what I wanted to know, but I do got my I got an answer to the next question.
Okay, what do you eat when you're
watching TV?
What is your number one snack?
All right, Ike, you probably know what this is. Spike, you may know. I don't know. Jack, I don't know. You may you
definitely
might
doesn't know.
No, it's probably not.
A chichi.
A what?
Cheese steak.
A chichi. A chichi.
A chichi.
A chichi.
What's a chichi? Yeah. I never heard of a chichi. What's a chichi, Bam?
All right, so ramen noodles crushed up, right?
Okay.
Why would Ike know what you're talking about?
Oh, is that with cheese puffs in it?
Yeah, cheese puffs.
I know what that is. How do you like that, Bam?
It doesn't sound like anything I would eat.
Let me tell you something. It is good.
Is that a college meal or a struggle meal?
You make
both.
It's good. You make the ramen, and you put some cheese puffs in there after you make the ramen. It's good.
Slim Jims, spinach.
Whoa,
onions.
Oh, Slim Jims.
Yeah.
Spinach and onions.
Yeah, that's a joint. That's a meal from the joint.
Yeah, it sounds like prison meals.
Yeah.
You think I didn't know that? Yeah, I got relatives too now. That's part of the penal system. Well, that's a
you know
what's
the giveaway? The Slim Jim part.
Yes,
of it.
That's what gave it away. The Slim Jim.
The Slim Jim part of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, the jail meal.
Yep. It is good with the cheese puffs in there. I've never put the spinach and the onions in there, too, though. And that you're eating that on the couch?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Bam, before we let you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you done time?
Yes.
Okay, see, I just had to ask.
Oh, wow.
Nothing wrong with that. We all have.
What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I got caught. You remember how back in the day they had the cigarette lighters in the car to push in?
Yeah.
I got caught stealing them out of the cars.
They put you in prison for stealing cigarette lighters out of cars?
But then I also had got GTA too.
GTA? Like Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, so that is...
That's a little different. Yeah. Okay, not the video game.
It wasn't that cigarette lighter.
Yeah, it wasn't the cigarette lighter. I think it was the thing that the cigarette lighter was in.
Yeah.
I love you, Bam.
All right, Bam's the best. All right, Bam.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. Bam. One of a kind,
dude.
Yeah.
He is one of a kind.
He's getting more interesting as we go,
man.
Yep.
And he's an open book.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, what do you do? Now, the answer to what did you do, talk of an all-time answer, you're selling cigarette lighters out of cars. Hold up. What were you doing with them? They don't work outside of the car. You just got a big bag of cigarette lighters that aren't hot? What the hell is he doing with them?
You're not old enough to remember the cigarette lighters in the car, Jack.
Well, we still have them.
Do you? Well, who has them?
Well, it's not just a 12-volt thing, but it's not like technically a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Right. They don't have the thing in there anymore.
The Jack thing.
Yeah,
yes.
They still have those technically. Though.
Yeah, but they don't have the lighter thing.
Don't have that lighter though, man.
Yeah, pop in there.
What a time.
Yeah.
What a time.
People loved smoking. Boy, they did. Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
My uncle. Yeah, 12-year-olds. Here, light that, boy.
Oh, really? Oh, dude, that was scary. I was always scared of burning myself with that, even when I didn't pop it in there.
Wow.
Okay, Andrew, you're in WIP. What's up, okay?
What a do, afternoon crew.
Oh, what a do, Andrew.
Andrew.
Hey, I got two things. And also, Jack, I did not know Jalen Carter took a page out of your book for spitting on everyone.
Whoa! Okay, Andrew coming in hot.
Chesty, okay?
I like it.
First thing, going Phils. I would like to see in a week to have Crawford and Miller pulled up if they're doing well in AAA to the big league club to see what they could do for a week. And I don't think that
horrible opinion. Yeah,
I don't think that Weston Wilson is that much better than Crawford. He's hit at every level.
But he's a righty. He's a righty. You need a righty bat, bench bat with power.
I understand that, but I just want to see what he does. I want to see what he can do. And I also think Miller brings a great skill set to the infield. And we can drop that 30-year-old dude that we brought up last week.
Oh, Robertson?
No, Donovan Walton.
Oh.
Starting second baseman tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
All right. I don't know that you want to bring a guy up to see what he can do for the week, like now. You know, when they bring up Aiden Miller and Justin Crawford, I want it to be for them to play baseball, you know, for a sustained period of time. We don't want the pressure on them to perform for two games or they get set right back down. What's your Eagles point? Do you have one of those?
My Eagles point is that I think that Corey Bennett's going to be the starting quarterback.
Okay.
By the end of the season, Adoree Jackson, if you look at the PFF ratings, has let up over half of Dak's yards last week. And Jacorian Bennett kept a lot of things in front of him. He's great with his hands, and he's aggressive. And he's better than Adoree Jackson right now.
I like it.
All right. What for next question today, what is your go-to food when you're watching TV?
I have a backup, but one that might have been said is popcorn.
No, nope. Nobody said popcorn.
That's a classic one.
Yeah, I'm good for some popcorn.
Oh, I'm a big popcorn guy.
Love me some popcorn. Absolutely.
Now, can you still eat popcorn?
Yes, I can still eat popcorn.
Well, we don't know. It has butter.
Well, I don't put butter on it.
Not all butter.
No butter. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, a little salt on it?
Yeah, do a little salt.
How do you get popcorn without butter?
You watch, buddy. That's what I do.
So they just give you plain?
Yeah, well, I mean, make it at home or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Making it at home. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just plain.
Huh.
Throw some salt on there. It's good.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Butter is a must.
All right. Well, I can't eat
I like to drench mine in the butter.
Oh, yeah?
The movie theater butter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fill it up halfway.
That's probably not even butter, honestly. Yeah,
it's probably not, but who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not, but who cares?
Talk about greasy fingers. The movie theater butter popcorn will do that. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is coming up next. What do we have to look forward to in the top 5?
Well, listen, we're going to get a little sportsy.
Oh, a sports top 5.
Yeah, time.
I know. Wow. Top 5 at 5, individual Phillies season since 2000.
Ooh.
Since 2000?
Because my lifetime, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't care about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let me see. Okay.
So we got to see where Schwarber is. That's the big question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.